Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Jack Lepiars. Five people arrested in a surprise move by federal immigration authorities last month at a U.S. citizenship office in Lawrence all remain in federal custody, waiting to find out what happens next. WBUR's Shannon Dooling visited one of them last week at the Bristol County House of Corrections.
53-year-old Yusuf Alptekin is a slender man with deep-set eyes. His government-issued blue jumpsuit signals to guards and other prisoners that he's a low-threat ICE detainee. Still, the door to the office we're sitting in needs to stay open for security purposes, and guards stand just outside. Alptekin prefers to speak in English rather than through an interpreter.
I like to live in a safe place. That's why I chose this country, because I'm really honored to this country, because I really enjoyed all my 10 years.
Alptekin left İzmir, Turkey for the U.S. in 2007. He says his family was being threatened there by a terrorist group, looking for retribution against him because of his work as a drug informant for the Turkish government. He entered the country on a travel visa and spent some time in Florida looking for work. Then he got word from his brother that the family was in danger. So he went back to Turkey.
I separated my family, my daughter, my brother, my sister, and my mom. Everybody is going to be separate, address separate, location.
Alptekin says it was safer for everyone if they split up. After about a month in Turkey, he returned to the U.S. on another travel visa. He tried applying for asylum in Canada, but was told he needed to go back to the U.S. to file for asylum. In the meantime, his travel visa expired, and he was detained by ICE. Alptekin's asylum was denied by a U.S. immigration judge, and his appeal was dismissed in 2010. He was ordered to leave the U.S. within 60 days. Alptekin, fearing for his safety, chose to stay. For the last 7 years, he's lived largely under the radar, cooking and traveling to open restaurants, training chefs, and doing odd jobs, starting a whole new life.
I was married 5 years ago, beautiful, beautiful family. I never see before ski equipment, but I'm ski now. Fishing, ski, I have a great family. So I don't know what's my mistake. Why I'm here?
Those who are not abiding by the rules and who are ignoring deportation orders and so on should have to pay some consequences for that.
Jessica Vaughn is with the Center for Immigration Studies, a group that favors curbing immigration. She says President Trump's administration is not in the business of making exceptions when it comes to enforcing immigration laws. And this case is an example of that.
They blew it before when they broke the rules.
Alptekin and his wife, Michelle, were excited about their appointment last month in Lawrence. Because Michelle is a U.S. citizen, she's able to petition for her husband to become a legal permanent resident. They went to the appointment without a lawyer. What neither Alptekin nor Michelle fully understood was the risk they were taking going to their appointment on March 29th. Because Alptekin disobeyed an order to leave the country in 2010, he was now considered a priority for removal.
They asked a lot of questions about the marriage, you know, how many kids, what she likes, really friendly and nice conversation. So she says, you guys all set? I said, thank you very much. But she says, give me your ID, I want to double check.
Alptekin was taken into custody by ICE agents. He handed his wife Michelle his wallet and his ring before leaving in shackles. Christina Corbacci, Alptekin's immigration lawyer, filed an emergency motion for a stay on his removal and hopes to have his case reopened. Corbacci says she's working against the clock, and there's really nothing stopping ICE from deporting him right now.
I think what ICE needs to deport him is they need permission from Turkey, you know, verification from Turkey that they would actually accept him. Usually once they get that, they schedule the flight and send him out, but we don't get any notice of that, so I don't know how close they are to completing that process.
Alptekin and his wife have put aside plans to open a restaurant in Greenport, New York, called the Olive Branch Cafe. When asked what kind of outcome Alptekin hopes for, he pauses, years of frustration bubbling up to the surface.
I never see my daughter more than 10 years. I need my daughter. See one more time. My brother, my sister, nothing here. Nobody here. But I'm here. What's my problem? What's my fault? I didn't do anything bad. What can I do?
Alptekin has given his lawyer's phone number to cellmates, asking them to call her if he's deported in the middle of the night. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.